Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911, two-man car, Jess Romero, Ruben Nava. Ruben, I'm 10-8. What about you?
I'm 10-8 myself, Jess. It's been a great weekend. It's good to be back and joining you back in the saddle. And looking forward to dispelling some of the myths that are going on out there with the jab, the virus, the whatever. That whole topic is consuming a lot of people, and you know, the we always turn to Padre Pio and faith, pray, hope, and don't worry. So
that's right. Hey, you know what? Let's do it. Let's do our Father to be near this show, Ruben. Let's just pray the perfect prayer that our Lord and Savior taught us.
Okay.
In nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.
Pater noster,
qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum.
Adveniat regnum tuum. Fiat
voluntas tua.
Sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie. Et dimitte nobis debita nostra. Sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem. Se libera nos a malo. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancto. Amen. And I emphasize the last one, and deliver us from evil. Se libera nos a malo. Amen. Ruben, you know what? When you're a believer and a follower of Christ, Jesus Christ leads you into all truth. We have a sense, and that sense is called the census fidei, guided by the Holy Spirit, that leads us into all truth.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you read things and you say, this is quackery. And sometimes you read things, you say, this comports with Catholic teaching. This is tracking in the right direction. I generally trust doctors that are not connected with the government right now. Mm-hmm. That's just me. Because when you're paid by the government right now, you're going to be paid to say what they want, what Fauci wants you to say, and Klaus Schwab and others.
Yeah.
There is a doctor that wrote this article where he wrote it like a police report. His name's Dr. James Fetzer. And again, I like the who, what, where, when, why, how, that type of police report writing. I can get into that because I'm a blue collar guy and it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
We're going to share this report that Dr. James Fetzer wrote, where he lays out the case as to what's happening right now. I mean, I've been calling it the plandemic and scandemic. I'm not denying that the virus is true. I had it myself and knocked me on my back for 2 weeks. The virus is real, but I'm saying everything that surrounds it is artificial. It's been planned. It's a scam. Yeah. And this doctor, I believe he laid out quite a case. Again, we report, you'll decide. You don't have to believe anything that this doctor says. But once again, I'm a man of prayer and a man of faith and a man that has common sense. And I read scripture and I understand it well. This article and his evidence that he lays out, Ruben, makes sense to me. And also my spirit in my heart tells me that this is true.
Yeah, Jess, you know, where we come from, we follow the evidence. You know, the preponderance of the evidence, where you is it more than likely than not? And I mean, that's what, you know, I did for 31 years. Is it wasn't I didn't have an agenda. You don't come in with a preconceived notion. You look at the facts and then you decide. And you know, and that's what we did. When I put my cases together as an investigator, I would take it to the district attorney and they would read it over and say, look, yeah, you have the corpus delicti of the crime. You have, you know, you have it all here. So we're going to go ahead and file this case, and this guy's going to be held to answer. So this is what's coming to. More people are waking up because of they're just distrust of the media, all these social platforms, these so-called fact checkers that are coming out.
Yeah, look at these fact checkers, BBC, USA Today. I mean, look at some of these people that are called fact checkers. Ruben, there's an information war. Satan is on one side. He uses these big people, you know, MSNBC, CNN. And all of a sudden, when they say, this is baloney, this information is wrong, we're supposed to say, oh, yes, Mr. CNN, yes, Mr. MSNBC, whatever you say, yeah, this is all a lie. Now, Ruben, I don't believe these guys as far as I can spit.
Well, because they're all part of the, you know, the they're part of that team, you know. So, and you know,
Satan, Team Satan, two teams, Ruben, 1 John 3:10, sons of God, sons of the devil.
You know, the Pfizer vaccine, I was just reading, I forget the numbers, but it has gone up. The Pfizer stock has gone up, and it's a lot of people in Congress are in buying into that. So, you know, what's that tell you? You know, they have the inside information. Hey, this is going to go on for a while, and Pfizer's going to be making money hand over foot. So it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's get into Dr. Fetzer's article, and we'll just, once again, we're going to report, and you'll decide, again, you know, everybody, every one of us has their own intellect to decide what, and their own prayer life. It's called Proof That the Pandemic Was Planned and With Purpose by Dr. James Fetzer. By the way, once you hear the evidence, you're going to know why I've been calling this a plandemic and scandemic. A group of 500 medical doctors in Germany called Doctors for Information made a shocking statement during a national press conference. Here's what they said. The corona panic is a play. It's a scam. A swindle. It's high time we understood that we're in the midst of a global crime. Okay? Now, why do these 500 medical doctors say the pandemic is a global crime? What do they know that we don't know? All right.
Mm-hmm.
There's also hundreds of Spanish doctors, medical doctors, that say the pandemic is planned as well.
Mm.
Did he catch that number? In Spain, a group of 600 medical doctors called Doctors for Truth made a similar statement during a press conference. Essentially, they said that COVID-19 is a false pandemic created for political purposes. This is a world dictatorship with a sanitary excuse. We urge doctors, the media, and political authorities to stop this criminal operation by spreading the truth. So again, Germany and Spain are just two examples, but there are similar large groups of hundreds of medical experts that exist in countries across the world that are saying the same thing. Ruben?
Right. The doctors that I'm familiar with are the frontline doctors. You know, they
here in the U.S.
Here in the U.S., yes. So in the U.S., a documentary called Plandemic, which exposes COVID-19 as a criminal operation, is supported by over 27,000 medical doctors. 27,000, okay? Why are these thousands of medical professionals worldwide saying the pandemic is a crime? What information do they have access to that we are not getting from the mainstream media? So I invite you to look at the following facts with an open mind and then come to your own conclusion. In 2015, a system and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented by Richard Rothschild with a Dutch government organization. Did you catch that? In 2015, 4 years before the disease even existed, a testing method for COVID-19 was developed. That's a huge red flag. Take a deep breath and let that sink in for a while. Okay? So here we go. As we know, the new COVID-19 disease appeared in China towards the end of 2019. Therefore, it was named COVID-19, which is an acronym for Coronavirus Disease 2019. Data from the World Integrated Trade Solution, however, shows something astonishing. In 2017 and 2018, 2 years before COVID-19, hundreds of millions of test kits for COVID-19 were distributed worldwide.
Ruben, all this raises my antennas right here.
Yeah.
My Catholic antennas.
So this was baffling. It was discovered by someone on September 5th, 2020, who posted it on social media. The next day, it went viral all over the world. On September 6th, the WITS suddenly changed the original designation, COVID-19, into the vague medical test kits. And this is not in trade.
This is not allowed
in trade, because you always have to be specific. There are many types of test kits for different diseases. And the fact that they removed the specification COVID-19 after this data became known worldwide proves that they don't want anyone to know about it. They, however, forgot to delete one detail. The product code for these medical kits, test kits, is 300-215, which means COVID-19 test kits. So their cover-up came too late. This critical information was uncovered and is being revealed by millions worldwide.
Here's another. Let's go to the next piece of evidence, Ruben. 2 years before the outbreak of COVID-19, the USA, the EU, China, and nations around the world started exporting millions of diagnostic test instruments, for COVID-19, a disease that supposedly didn't even exist back then. The World Bank shows that COVID-19 is a project that is planned to continue until, get this, end of March 2025. It's already written. So the intention is to continue this pandemic, this scandemic, for another 5 years, according to the overlords behind this scandemic. Next piece of evidence. In 2017, Anthony Fauci made a very strange prediction, with even a stranger certainty, with complete confidence, get this, with complete confidence, Fauci announced that during the first term of President Trump, a surprise outbreak of an infectious disease would surely happen. Here's Fauci in his own words. Quote, there's no question there's going to be a challenge for the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases. Up, I hear the music. Jesus 911, we're going through the case for the scandemic by Dr. Fetzer. Just remember, Ruben Nava, your host, Jesus 911. Stick around. You don't want to miss what's up next.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and thou being once converted, confirm thy brethren. Luke 22:32.
So, amen.
Got to lift up each other.
That's right. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. And just don't forget that who's in control of all of this? It's ultimately the Lord Jesus Christ. He's in control of all of this. And Jesus will not give us more than we can handle. That's in the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And not only that, why does God allow suffering? To make us holy, to make saints. God wants as many people on planet Earth to be saved and to become holy. And so sometimes God has to allow us to get into these sparring matches with the culture of death.
Right.
This Dr. Fetzer's laying out a case from the Luciferian globalists. I think if you follow the breadcrumbs, he's basically pulling the curtain back, and we're seeing that the king has no clothes. So the next piece of evidence, let me jump in here. It says in 2017, let me repeat, Anthony Fauci made a very strange prediction with even a stranger certainty. And even he said, there's no question there's going to be a challenge for the coming Trump administration in the arena of infectious diseases. There will be a surprise outbreak. There's no doubt in anyone's mind about this. Now think about this. How could Fauci guarantee a surprise outbreak with such certainty to happen during the first term of the Trump administration? What did he know that we don't know? Again, in the next 2 years, he said, I'm repeating, in the next 2 years, there will be a surprise outbreak. There's no doubt in anyone's mind about this. Ruben, next piece of evidence.
Okay, so it involves the Bill and Melinda Gates. Now, it's always fascinated me that where he got his medical degree, because the guy was in Microsoft CEO, and now all of a sudden he's the expert on vaccinations. And oh, here we go. 2018, Bill Gates publicly announced that a global pandemic was on its way that could wipe out 30 million people. He said this would probably happen during the next decade. And then Melinda Gates added that an engineered virus is humanity's greatest threat, and also assured this would hit humanity in the coming years. Let their choice of words resound into your mind for a moment.
How did they know this?
Fauci's on his board for, they have a medical board, a vaccine board.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
He's part of his inner circle. Anyway, so the global pandemic, it's on its way. An engineered virus is humanity's greatest threat. This is what will happen in the next decade. So that's what they said. They claim that the dense population of the world guarantees this imminent global pandemic. But let's be honest. Most of the Earth is uninhabited. You can just fly over America in an airplane, look out the windows. You see empty space most of the time with a few cities here and there. Most of the United States is still wide open and empty. The same goes for the rest of the world, Australia, Russia, India, China, America, Africa. It's wilderness for the most part. Our planet isn't nearly as populated as Bill Gates wants us to believe. This world map shows it clearly, and you can go to the world maps and look. Most of the Earth is totally void of any human presence, so the idea of the world is vastly overpopulated and is therefore bound to give rise to an imminent global pandemic is a lie. And Bill Gates also claimed that the air travel was sure to create a global pandemic, air travel. Right? But countless people have been traveling in airplanes the past century. Did that give rise to the constant outbreaks of global pandemics? Of course not. So their arguments why they guaranteed a global pandemic in the next few years are lies. So what is their real basis to make such guaranteed predictions?
So a few months before the outbreak, Bill Gates, the world's number one vaccine dealer, did you get that? Mm-hmm. Organized an event in New York City. And guess what the event was all about? It was a coronavirus pandemic exercise. Yep, you heard me correctly. Here's the next piece of evidence. Bill Gates organized a coronavirus pandemic exercise right before it happened. I don't know, maybe he's looking at his crystal ball or something because he's probably an occultist. On the large display in the auditorium, you see the text printed. We need to prepare for the event that becomes a pandemic. This pandemic exercise was called Event 201 and took place in October 2019, literally right before the outbreak. So their conclusion, Bill Gates and his team, was that all of humanity must be vaccinated. The purpose of Event 201 was to prepare the world for a coronavirus pandemic, which happened right after the event. And shortly after this exercise for a coronavirus pandemic, Bill Gates tweeted the following. He said, "I'm particularly excited about what the next year could mean for one of the best buys in global health, vaccines." So just think about this. Here's a takeaway. The world's number one vaccine dealer, Bill Gates, guarantees a global pandemic to occur in the next few years. And his wife said, "We should all fear an engineered virus that is on its way." Then they organize an exercise for an imminent global pandemic and say vaccines will be the only solution. Next, Bill Gates tweets how excited he is about selling vaccines in the next year. Immediately after that, the announced pandemic breaks out. Indeed, right away, Bill Gates proclaims that the only solution for humanity is to buy the vaccines. Mm. Ruben, next piece of evidence.
So back in 2013, a musician wrote a song called Pandemic. In his lyrics, he described a global pandemic that kills millions, shuts down economies, gives rise to riots. His song literally described in great detail what we're seeing in our world today, 7 years later. He even mentioned the exact year of the pandemic, 2020, and the specific type of virus, a coronavirus. This is a line in his lyrics from 2013. 2020
Don't sing it.
I won't sing it. That's good because I'm not. My voice isn't good in the morning.
Unless it's Latin.
Yeah. 2020 combined with coronavirus body stacking. This song also predicted the riots that are now raging throughout America. The state is rioting using the street outside. It's coming to your windows. How could this musician have known in 2013 that a coronavirus pandemic would break out in 2020, and that during this pandemic riots would erupt? He explains, "I did research back in 2012 and read the so-called conspiracy theories. You know, those investigations the media doesn't want us to look into. According to those theories, pandemics were bound to happen in the decade of 2020 to 2030. So I wrote the song Pandemic about it." That's what he says.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is just a young millennial, rapper that was just, again, he dug deep. He did a deep dive into the evidence. and he discovered what's happening right now. The evidence is out there. You just can't be going to the mainstream media.
Yeah.
You got to go to alternative media, and there's some smart people like this doctor who put this quasi-police report together, and they connect the dots. Here's the next piece of evidence, Ruben. In September 2019, also right before the outbreak, the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board released a report titled A World at Risk. It stressed the need to be prepared for a coronavirus outbreak. On the cover of the report is the picture of a coronavirus and people wearing masks. By the way, if you want to get everything that me and Ruben are sharing, go to our show page, vmpr.org. The link is there, so you could, because there's a lot of good pictures that we can't even describe, along with the text that really just opens this up very colorfully. And so, or you can go to my website, jesseromero.com. I also have the link to this show. I think every Catholic should read this, pray about it, and decide if you believe it's true. I'm already convinced, Ruben. If I'm a juror, I'm saying beyond a reasonable doubt, I believe what this doctor's saying, the way he laid out the case. In the report, we read the following interesting paragraph. The United Nations, including the World Health Organization, conducts at least 2 system-wide training and simulation exercises, including one for covering the deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. Did you catch that? They have been practicing for a deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. Mm. Next piece of evidence, Ruben.
So in 2018, the Institute for Disease Modeling made a video in which they show a flu virus originating in China from the area of Wuhan and spreading all over the world, killing millions. They called it a simulation for a global flu pandemic. That's exactly what happened 2 years later. Why did they say it would come from China? Why not Africa, where far more diseases are present? Why not South America or India? How could they know there would be a flu virus coming from China and even show Wuhan as the originating area that would infect the whole world? This is what coronavirus is. Was this coronavirus engineered? And, you know, that's why Trump kept calling it the China virus, you know.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So where did the virus come from? One of the world's leading experts in bioweapons is Dr. Francis Boyle. He's convinced it originated from a bioweapon lab in Wuhan, the Biosafety Lab Level 4. And this facility is specialized in the development of coronaviruses. They take existing viruses, weaponize them, meaning they make them far more dangerous to be used as a biological weapon. In the following 2-minute video, and we're not going to see the video, but you see a spokesperson for Trump administration, bioweapon expert Dr. Francis Boyle, and President Trump talk about how this virus came from the lab in Wuhan.
Now, next piece of evidence. Go ahead, Ruben. You're going to make a comment?
No, that's exactly my belief is that. You know, we were, just think about what we were going through, the greatest revival of our economy.
Oh,
you know, the jobs report was you know,
highest unemployment,
people on unemployment in the blacks and Hispanic communities. And then the upcoming election. So they had all these things. The stock market was booming. And then they manufactured this so that we could just be destroyed. Our economy could be destroyed. And China didn't see them suffer very much. You know, they knew what they were coming out with. So they were able to have the cure, you know, but they didn't tell us about it.
Exactly. I'm sure they're using ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine by the boatloads.
Yeah.
Next piece of evidence. Now comes the interesting part. In 2015, Anthony Fauci gave this very lab $3.7 million. Figure this: the same man who guaranteed a surprise outbreak of a virus in the next 2 years gave almost $4 million to a lab that develops coronaviruses. Again, you can watch the short clip where you can see a journalist ask President Trump about this grant given by Fauci to the Wuhan lab. There are, however, more options in Wuhan where this virus could have originated from. Some believe it came from the Wuhan Virology Institute, where they're also working on weaponizing coronaviruses. Of course they would do something like that. They're communists. I mean, there were even movies that predicted the coronavirus pandemic. Predictive programming is the process of informing the population about events that are soon to occur. The past years, several movies and television series were produced about a global coronavirus pandemic. Give us the next piece of evidence, Ruben.
Yeah, the film Dead Plague depicts a global pandemic with a coronavirus and even mentions hydroxychloroquine as the cure. You can't make this stuff up. Another film called Contagion shows how a coronavirus spreads globally with social distancing, face masks, lockdowns, washing of hands, etc. as a result. So literally everything you're seeing predicted in this detailed in this movie. We'll be right back. Jesus 911. We're going to finish this up.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, two-man car. We are 10-8. Jesus said, everyone that hears these my words and does them shall be likened to a wise man that built his house upon a rock.
Amen. And you know what? Throughout the day, as Catholics, fire off what's called arrow prayers in tradition. Arrow prayers are just throughout the day. Just say, you know, Jesus, I love you. You know, Virgin most powerful, pray for me. Saint Joseph, come help me. You know, God the Father, come to my assistance. These are little arrow prayers just throughout the day, whatever you're doing. Just, you know, send them with your guardian angel to heaven. This is just a good way to stay, again, in that constant relationship and communion with God. Ruben, as you're reading this stuff about movies, remember, a lot of the people that make these movies, they're in with the globalists. So it doesn't surprise me that a lot of movies are made, and then years after, what happened in that movie happens in society, because these guys are all part of the same cabal. They're all part of the same Masonic, Illuminati, Luciferian cabal. And, you know, their overlords are saying, hey, in 10 years, we're going to do this. Hey, let's make a movie about it now. And just kind of like and you know, just flirt with the idea. So it doesn't surprise me that this was predicted. Go ahead.
Yeah. So and then what happens in the coronavirus? It was the Olympic Games show a coronavirus pandemic in their opening show. A worldwide lockdown was predicted in 2008. The author and investigator Robin DeRuiter predicted in 2008 that there would come a global lockdown. He said the purpose of this would be to create a new world authoritarian control. And so this sets up the coming of the Antichrist.
Oh yeah, for us as Catholics, that's exactly what we believe. This one world government, the authoritarian control. This is precisely what tradition tells us will set up the coming of the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the next piece of evidence. In 2014, the investigative journalist Harry Vox predicted a planned global pandemic and said why the ruling class would do such a thing. He says, quote, they will stop at nothing to complete their toolkit of control. One of the things that had been missing from their toolkit is quarantines and curfews. The plan is to get hundreds of thousands of people infected with it and create the next phase of control. Mm-hmm. So listen to what he said. The plan is to get hundreds of thousands of people infected with it and create the next phase of control. This is no lightweight here. This is Harry Fox. He's a renowned investigative journalist. And this renowned researcher, he refers to a famous document by the Rockefeller Foundation. Seems like everything but wrong with the world, their name is always mentioned, Ruben, the Rockefeller Foundation, which everything we see happening now is literally predicted in great deal. The global pandemic, the lockdowns, the collapse of the economy, and the imposing of authoritarian control over people. It's all described with terrifying accuracy 10 years before it happened. The document is titled Scenario for the Future of Technology and International Development by the Rockefeller Foundation. That says it all. It's a scenario for the future. It has a chapter called Lockstep, in which a global pandemic is reported as it happened in the past, but which is clearly intended as a rehearsal for the future. I repeat, the 2020 pandemic is described in horrifying detail in this book, The Scenario for the Future, by the Rockefeller Foundation, written in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
The Scenario for the Future continues with comparing two different responses to their predicted pandemic. The USA only strongly discourage people from flying, while China enforced mandatory quarantine for all citizens. The first response is accused of the U.S. response is accused of spreading the virus even more, while the imposing of a suffocating lockdown is praised in this manual. Then it goes on to describe the implementation of totalitarian control. It says, during the pandemic, national leaders around the world flex their authority and impose airtight rules and restrictions, from the mandatory wearing of masks to body temperature checks at the entries to command spaces like train stations and supermarkets. So clearly, the flexing of authority is the desired response, but it gets worse. According to this book, The Scenario of the Future by the Rockefeller Foundation, it says, even after the pandemic faded, this more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities stuck and even intensified. In developed countries, this heightened oversight took many forms. Biometric IDs for all citizens, for example, and tighter regulation of key industries whose stability was deemed vital to national interests. Ruben, next piece of evidence.
Yeah, here we go. So now the announced pandemic, it's here. Indeed, it's here. The same Rockefeller Foundation came forward with step two, a handbook on how to implement new control systems during the pandemic. Only when all the required control networks are in place can the world open up again.
Yeah.
When you combine the two Rockefeller documents, you see the plan. First, number one, first, they announce a global pandemic with the coronavirus and say what it should be, what it should lead to. The whole new level of authoritarian control. That's called communism, right?
Yeah, that's our comment. That's right? Called communism, yeah. Which sets up the coming reign of the Antichrist. That's our comment.
Yeah.
That's not Dr. Fetzer.
Secondly, they give practical steps on how to apply this control system. These are illustrations and quotes from their guide. Digital apps, privacy-protected tracking software should be widely used to enable more complete contact tracking. In order to fully control the COVID-19 epidemic, we need to test the majority of the population on a weekly basis. According to the scenario of the future, the entire world population should get a digital ID that indicates who has received all the vaccines. Without sufficient vaccinations, access to schools, concerts, churches, public transport, etc., will be denied. And that's what they're doing now. Yeah. Now in 2020, that's exactly what Bill Gates and many governments are calling for. So everyone's contacts must be checked. So, you know,
again, that's another strategy of these Luciferian globalists. Continue, yeah. Ruben. Yeah.
So in a leaked government video, we see a conversation between former American President Bill Clinton and Andrew Cuomo, the disgraced New York governor. Right. They discuss how to set up a large control system to test the entire population and check all their contacts. They discuss how to build an army to carry out this control system. Hundreds and hundreds of control agents must be appointed. They test everyone, and then they check all their contacts. This has never been done before on this scale. And this is an army of interrogators who will check everyone's contacts. Unbelievable, Jess.
Yeah, Ruben, this is going to bring in a whole new level of global control. Next piece of evidence. Bill Gates also made it clear that the only people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 should be allowed to travel and, go and attend meetings and work. Digital vaccine IDs are already being developed, and Bill Gates has a patent on the technology that makes it possible to trace an individual's body anywhere. And it's interesting, the technology is called WO2020-060606.
Get that?
Yeah, 666. In addition, Bill Gates wants to set up a global monetary network which will track everyone who came into contact with COVID-19. The plan is I'll let you that's the next piece of evidence. Go ahead, Ruben.
Yeah, it's the plan is to inject mankind with DNA altering vaccine. The famous investigative journalist Anthony Patch did years of research concerning the plans to control the world by means of created pandemics and mandatory vaccines. During an interview in 2014, this researcher predicted the following, quote, "They will release a man-made coronavirus. As a result, the people will demand a vaccine to protect them. This vaccine will add a third strain of DNA to a person's body, essentially making them a hybrid. Once a person is injected, almost immediately their DNA undergoes a transformation." This gen. Okay, so then This is not his comment, but this genetic change will cause people to lose the ability to think for themselves without them even being aware this has happened. Thus, they can be controlled easier to become slaves for the elite. Sounds like they want to make everybody a progressive liberal.
They want to make sure you don't have a moral conscience. They want to make sure your conscience is dead.
Sounds insane, right? It's insane, indeed. You know, as yet we have to be aware that this professional investigator is no fool. He's done years of research, and this is what he discovered over the years. We must be careful not to reject sound knowledge based on the years of research simply because of our own lack of insight into these topics.
Yeah, I know these are inconvenient truths, Ruben, that we're sharing that people would rather not ponder. Just keep the average American stimulated by creature comforts, and they're never going to ponder these end time events. They're not going to ponder their salvation. This is a time right now for Catholics to really take their faith more serious than ever before. Let me go on here.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. There's 20 years of research say the vaccine will change our DNA. Okay. So this is just another piece of evidence. Mm-hmm. Dr. Carey and all these doctors, they're on Rumble, they're on BitChute. I've seen them all before. Again, they're non-governmental doctors, and that's why, once again, I have a lot of trust in them, because they're not paid by the government dole. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Carey Madej directed two large clinics in Georgia before she went to the Dominican Republic to do humanitarian work. She studied DNA and vaccines for the past 20 years and made an urgent video in which she warns that there's a plan to inject humanity with very dangerous vaccines for COVID-19. The purpose of these vaccines will be twofold. Number one, reprogram our DNA and make us hybrids that are easier to control. Number two, connect us to artificial intelligence through a digital vaccine ID, which will also open a whole new realm of control. I know when you hear this, you're saying, you know, you hear Twilight Zone music. I don't anymore, Ruben. I used to. 20 years ago, if I would have read something like this, I would have been playing the Twilight Zone music in the back of my mind. Not no more. We have nuts right now. Ruben, we have Dr. Frankensteins right now. Fauci, Klaus Schwab. And then we have billionaires that will fund them that have, again, they don't have a biblical worldview. Bill Gates, George Soros. They have a secular humanist worldview. They have which means might makes right, and only the strong survive. It doesn't surprise me that they want to make this artificial intelligence, because for them, the soul is irrelevant. Only the strong survive. We'll continue. Jesus 911, two-man car, Ruben, Jess Romero. Stick around. You don't want to miss what's up next.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. We're talking about the pandemic. This is an article written by Dr. James Fetzer. It's entitled "Proof That the Pandemic Was Planned with a Purpose." You draw your own conclusions, but Jesse and I are pretty convinced that, we are convinced that this thing is all staged. This is all part of the plan. I mean, it incorporated the elections. They knew that this was, they had to get, the Republican control, out of the White House so they can continue, ramming this down our throats. And so
the most pro-life president in the history of our lifetime, Ruben, they had to get him out.
They did, yeah. And these, yep. These global, yeah,
next phase, Ruben. Go, yeah, to the next phase.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. So Dr. John Coleman, he's a famous intelligence officer from the CIA who wrote a book titled The Committee of 300. In it, he explains how secret societies manipulate governments, healthcare, food industries, the media, and so on. This book can be found on the website of the CIA. One of the primary goals of the many secret societies that control governments and the media is to depopulate the world. And Dr. Coleman says the following about their strategy. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars and organized epidemics of fatal rapid acting diseases. So that's Dr. John Coleman, CIA intelligence.
That's what they think about the rest of us, Ruben. Yeah. Useless eaters. Yeah, that's what they call us, the globalists. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they want to maintain humanity under 500 million. So in 1980, a granite monument was erected in Georgia called the Guidestones. A set of 10 guidelines is inscribed on the structure in 8 modern languages, and a shorter message is inscribed on the top of the structure in 4 ancient language scripts. The first guideline goes as follows. Number one, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetuity.
I think it's 500,000, Ruben. That's a typo. Because it's five. Yeah, because I've seen it before. It's half a million. This monument was put up by the Freemasons. It's a Masonic monument. It's their 10 commandments. And they want, in commandment number one is to reduce the population to 500,000 people. Yeah, that's a typo right there. It's okay.
Okay, because that right there is saying 500 million. But anyway.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
So the CIA officer, Dr. Coleman, revealed that one of their methods is to maintain humanity is to cause organized epidemics of fatal rapid-acting diseases. And using vaccines to...
Oh, yeah, you're right, Ruben. Yeah. It's they want the population to 500 million, so that's 500 million. My bad. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, so using vaccines to reduce humanity. And during a TED Talk, Bill Gates echoed this goal when he literally said that new vaccines can be used to reduce the world's population with 10 to 15%. And so there are now 6.7 billion people on Earth, and soon there will be 9 billion. However, we can reduce that number by 10 to 15% if we do a good job with new vaccines, healthcare, and birth control. That was Bill Gates. I've heard that TED Talk. He said that, you know. So is this a coinky dinky, Jess?
Is this Gates microphone on?
Bill Gates, he's the vaccine dealer, right?
Yeah, Ruben, Bill Gates, the vaccine dealer again. I don't know who died and made this guy God, but this guy, his money has gotten drunk with power. This guy thinks that he's a deity. So do you think it's a coincidence that Bill Gates is a vaccine dealer, okay? This whole COVID-19, this Dr. Fetzer makes a good argument here that the purpose is for population control. The proof is Mike Adams is a published food scientist and author of the popular science book, Food Forensics, and he's the founder of ISO-accredited CWC Labs. Years ago, he said the following. An engineered bioweapon will be released in population centers. There will be calls for massive government funding for the vaccine industry to come up with a vaccine. Miraculously, they will have a vaccine developed in record time. Mm. Everyone will be required to line up and take this vaccine shot. Okay, close quote. So there's indeed a release of an engineered bioweapon followed by a vaccine mandate, massive government funding for the vaccine industry, and the vaccine that was developed in record time. The rest of his message of Mike Adams, again, who's a published food scientist, the rest of his message is that this vaccine will slowly begin to kill millions, if not billions, of people over the course of a few years. I've read that from other doctors as well. Yeah. In about 1 to 3 years, it's going to start. Dr. Mike Adams writes, it will be a kill switch vaccine designed to reduce the world's population. Mm-hmm. In other words, Ruben, whatever they're injecting into us, these globalists are going to have the power, just kind of like a light switch, whenever they want, to turn it on and to affect massive, amounts of people dying. Much like it's going to make the Jim Jones Guyana, you know, come and drink punch. That's going to look like kindergarten compared to what these globalists plan on doing to a large swath of planet Earth.
Right.
Ruben, you want to give us a summary of the pandemic planned?
Okay. You want to just hit, I'll hit one, you hit one.
Real, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the summary. Here's all the points we just mentioned. So,
right.
Thousands of medical doctors call the pandemic a global crime and world dictatorship with a sanitary excuse.
Next, 2 years before COVID-19 came to the global scene, the European Union, the USA, China, and other nations suddenly started exporting tens of millions of test kits for COVID-19.
In 2013, a musician predicts a global pandemic of the coronavirus and says this will happen in 2020. He knew this because of personal investigation of so-called conspiracy theories.
In 2017, Anthony Fauci guaranteed a surprise outbreak of an infectious disease during the first term of the Trump administration.
Next point. Right before the outbreak of coronavirus pandemic, Bill Gates organized a global coronavirus pandemic exercise, Event 201.
Next point. Right before the outbreak, the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board told the world to be ready for a coronavirus pandemic.
Next, in 2018, the Institute for Disease Modeling announced the global pandemic with a flu virus originating in China in the area of Wuhan.
Next, in 2018, Bill and Melinda Gates announced that in the coming years, there would be a global pandemic of an engineered virus.
Next, the coronavirus SARS-CoV-2 was created in the biosafety lab level 4 in Wuhan, which received millions of dollars from Fauci.
Next, several movies depicted the coronavirus pandemic with great detail and even mentioned hydroxychloroquine as the cure.
The Summer Olympics in 2012 played a pandemic of a coronavirus during the opening show.
Next, the investigative journalist Harry Vox predicted in 2014 that a global pandemic would be caused so the ruling class could implement a higher level of authoritarian control.
The next one, the investigative journalist Anthony Patch predicted a global pandemic with a man-made virus that would be used to force a DNA-altering vaccine on humanity.
Next, Dr. Kerry Madej studied DNA in vaccines for decades and says the plan is to use the COVID-19 vaccine to start the process of transhumanism, reprogramming the human DNA.
The CIA officer Dr. John Coleman studied secret societies and says their goal is to depopulate the Earth by means of organized pandemics of fatal rapid-acting diseases.
Next, in the state of Georgia, a huge monument was erected by the Freemasons in 1980 with 10 guidelines for humanity in 8 languages. So these are the 10 commandments of the Freemasons. And the first of the 10 is that humanity needs to be reduced to 500 million people. Right now there's about 8 billion, so they would like to the Freemasons would like to reduce the numbers. In other words, get rid of 7.5 billion people, Ruben.
Right. Bill Gates said during a TED Talk that the new vaccines can be used to reduce the world's population by 10 or 15%.
Next, the health ranger Dr. Mike Adams predicted years ago what we see happening now. The release of an engineered bioweapon followed by a vaccine mandate, massive government funding for the vaccine industry, and a vaccine that is being developed in record time. He also predicted the vaccine will kill innumerable people over the course of a couple of years.
In 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation published the scenario for the future in which they describe a coming global pandemic that should result in the implementation of authoritarian control over the people, which will then intensify after the pandemic.
And next, in 2020, the Rockefeller Foundation published a handbook on how to create this world of control with a step-by-step guide. They say life cannot return back to normal until the world has become locked down with this top-down control from authoritarian governments.
Next point, we indeed see that Bill Gates and many others worldwide are right away seizing control in unprecedented ways with enforcing vaccine IDs, microchips that will be implanted into people, mandating the wearing of face masks and social distancing, forced lockdowns, extreme contact tracing, and so on.
Last, part of this top-down control is extreme censoring of every single voice from doctors, scientists, or other experts that criticize what is going on. Ruben, I'm sitting in the jury. I'm convinced I'd vote guilty. I believe that this doctor has presented a case beyond reasonable doubt. Okay, then that's all you need in a court of law, reasonable doubt. In a civil court, you need preponderance of evidence. But the fact is, I think this doctor has done his homework, Dr. James Fetzer. Mm-hmm. I salute him, and I hope he's wearing a bulletproof vest and has a lot of guns in his house and has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Justin, there's just too much. There's too much going on. When they had to incentivize you to get the vaccine, you know, it just draws you to believe that this can't be real.
Ruben, you read the evidence. What do you think? You're on the jury. What do you vote?
Is it guilty? You know, yeah. Guilty. These people that are, they're globalists. They want to reduce population. I don't even know if they really believe in this. Global warming, Jesse. But it's just, it's another way to get money. They're taking money from the billions of dollars. Who knows what they do with that? You know. They left John Kerry in charge. For goodness sakes, come on. You really want him...
Ruben, a lot of this money is what they do. Let's just be honest. They use it to pay off, like, you know, LA Unified School District, you know, Teachers Union, United Airlines, to pay off the big corporations and stuff so they're on board.
Yeah.
Because they know what they're doing is unconstitutional, but they can force all this stuff by getting private corporations to do their dirty work.
Yeah.
And how do you do it? You send them nice donations.
Yeah. And so they don't let you go into sporting events unless you have the vaccine proof or you have a negative test.
Yeah.
And so it's, and so people, they say, so a lot of them that are faithless, I'm not saying every sports fan is faithless, but they want to see their local team play so bad that they're going to do whatever it takes. They were even giving shots at the Raider game. They had a booth set up. I'm not kidding you. A person I know was at a Raider game 2 weeks ago, and people were dropping. They had to rush people to the hospital. They got the jab, and the first jab, and they were going man down. So
keep your eyes on Jesus. Yeah. Pray your rosary every day. Go to Mass as often as possible. Go and do a weekly holy hour. Read your Bible every day, the Mass readings. Do penance for this sick, corrupt generation that we live under. Remain in a state of grace. Go to confession of your mortal sin. Keep Jesus in your heart. Stay close to Mary. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Right. We're still in the month of the Holy Rosary, so they double up on those rosaries. We'll be back. Jesse will be back tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday. God bless. Stay tuned for Hands On Apologetics with Gary Mishuta from the Midwest Command Center. We are 10-7. We are out.